To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle and...
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
Through the middle
and... To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
To the side.
And around.
And around and around.
And around and around.
To the side. 2, 3, 4,
and across.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Through the midpoint.
Of the line drawn from
left side. Left side.
Left side. Element left and around.
Element left and
around.
And around.
Element
left and around.
Element
left and around.
Vertically
cut the diamond down, man.
Gray,
the wall is bordered and divided into four equal parts.
A red diagonal line from the lower left corner
to the red horizontal line.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern.
The detail of the pattern.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is
3, 4, 5.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail of the pattern is
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The detail of the pattern is 4.
The detail of the pattern is 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The detail of the pattern.
The detail of the pattern is movement.
The detail.
The detail of the pattern is
movement.
That blew my mind. Krissa Stolting brought it in. She's the managing director of Big Ears. Thanks for bringing that music in.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I can tell you a little bit about it. The performance was performed by a vocal ensemble called Room Full of Teeth, and they will be performing at Big Ears. We actually will have the opportunity to see them two times, once doing a solo performance where they'll play work similar to what you just heard, and once as a part of this incredible presentation called Triptych, which was composed by Bryce Dessner. He wrote the music for an ensemble that includes harp and string section and the vocal ensemble Room Full of Teeth. And Triptych was also, it's a tribute to the work of Robert Mapplethorpe. And so his Mapplethorpe's images will be projected while the music allows you to kind of absorb the imagery. And it also incorporates some poetry from Essex Hempel and Patti Smith. And so we're really excited. That's one of the extra, extra special presentations at Big Ears this year. So you'll have two chances to see Room Full of Teeth. The particular song that we just played was composed by Caroline Shaw, and she is also a member of the vocal ensemble. She won a Pulitzer Prize for that work, and I think you can imagine why. The whole collection of songs, it's called Partita for Eight Singers. The whole thing is phenomenal. She's the youngest Pulitzer Prize winner, and we get to have her in Knoxville.
That was a great opener because it grabs you immediately, but also it doesn't let you know where it's going.
Right, right.
And what a ride it is, too. And that's, I have to say, I've been listening to music now, I wouldn't say nonstop since I was born, but pretty close. And at this point, I really need to be surprised at some level. And that one's just like got me any number of times, Oh, they're going here. Oh, they're going there. What are they doing?
Yeah. It's so playful. I love, the first moment when all the voices really hit and you get the entire landscape of, what she's playing with here. It's just so creative and so playful. And I, like you, I listen to so much music, and those moments where you get the tingly sensation because something is so unexpected and so wild, those can become few and far between. But that's what we long for, right? Like, we just want those beautiful surprises that just stir something within you. Yeah. And this does it for sure.
Yeah. And the other piece of that, too, is that, when it started, I went, okay, and this is really clever. But then when they come in with that chord, then you realize, oh, they have the chops too. they really are an outstanding choral ensemble.
Yeah.
Their technical ability, which is not wasted on a bad idea for sure. It's employed in a fabulous idea. I just loved it. And now I just want to hear Room Full of Teeth for the rest of the show, but I'm sure you've got something else in mind.
I do. Through the programming of Big Ears, there was this interesting theme that started to emerge fairly early on about voice and voices. We found ourselves drawn and compelled to present certain works that were reimagining voices throughout history that were underrepresented, or reimagining a story through a different voice or angle. As an example, Lucy Nigra Redux with the Nashville Ballet. This is poet Caroline Randall Williams took William Shakespeare's Dark Lady sonnets and reimagined them through the voice of a Black woman. Rhiannon Giddens is performing the music with the ballet. It's also just an exquisite and beautiful presentation. Rachel Grimes, her new folk opera, The Way Forth, goes back through generations of Kentucky women and reimagines history through their voices. And so we had that sort of theme floating simultaneously. Voices, like voices, throats, the choral ensemble, Room Full of Teeth, Joan LaBarbera, Alvin Lucier, Meredith Monk. So we just, this year, it just feels like voice, metaphorically and physically, it's just really coming forward, and especially excited about that.
Well, I'm very interested in the concept of reimagining things, and it's interesting to hear you say reimagining this through a woman's perspective. A lot of voices weren't heard at all through the arts or otherwise until, just a few moments ago, you know, in the terms of history.
Yeah, and there's a lot of thought on the sort of hierarchy of how what historical documents are saved and how history is written, and it is interesting just to kind of take a look at what other voices were present and how the story might have been told a little differently.
I've talked about this with Melanie, our morning concert host, about how many female composers' works were never written because it just wasn't a gig, you know, it wasn't an option.
Yeah.
Like how much we lost.
Right. That's why I think I just have so much respect for, you know, Aram as a music director with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra, you know, all of these people who recognize they have the platform to present women composers, big ears as well, using that platform to help give people the outlet, which does inspire the work to be created from the beginning. Yeah. Next up, this one, oh my gosh, should we just play it and then I'll tell you about it?
Yeah, because I liked how you did the last one, just like, here it comes. Just tuned in. This is Flipside. I'm Todd Steed. I'm talking to Carissa Stolting, the managing director of the Big Ears Festival. She is hand selecting the playlist for tonight, and I love that one. Tell them what they've won.
That was Micaiah McCraven. The name of the album is Universal Beings, and that particular song is Inner Flight. And I love all of Universal Beings. I mean, the whole thing is just phenomenal. Micaiah McCraven is on fire. But that particular one has this, like, just, like, tightness and delicateness that just it's indelible to me. It's so fun to listen to.
And there's another mark of, to me, like what a big ears artist is, because it could be almost anything, but I always typically think of a big ears artist as someone that really doesn't quite sound like anyone else. And yeah. He's like a prime example of that. He's jazzy, he is, sure, but he's actually beyond that category.
Yeah, because he also, of course, started playing music when he was really young and grew up with it, but I read this interview where he was saying that he started by just trying to learn hip-hop beats, like from, you know, like electronic hip-hop beats, how to play them on his drum set. Like, how close can I get to replicating the sound live? And I think you hear that. You just feel the danciness of it. And, you know, Micaiah McRaven, there's just this fascinating reemergence and new focus on jazz music, and especially just this, like, danceable jazz.
Krista Stolting is our guest. She's the managing director of the Big Ears Festival. We're talking about Micaiah McRaven. We're talking about Room Full of Teeth. What are we talking about next?
Next, I'm going to play Brooklyn Rider with Kahan Kallur. And Kahan Kallur is a virtuoso on a traditional Iranian classical instrument called the kamancha. And that is a bowed stringed instrument. And I just think this composition is called Beloved, Do Not Let Me Be Discouraged.
That says it all.
We don't have to listen to it.
I was like, imagine how moved you are, but yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I'm actually reevaluating my life.
Thank you.
That really helped me in some profound way. What was that, Carissa Stolting?
That was Kahan Kalor with Brooklyn Rider. The song title is Beloved, Do Not Let Me Be Discouraged, and it's off of Silent City, which is a collaboration between Brooklyn Rider and Kahan Kalor. Yeah.
I love that one. And Brooklyn Rider was at Big Ears last year, and I just thought this group of kids is really something. They're really snappy.
These kids are snappy.
They're really, no, I mean, they're just so next level of ability.
I remember when they did their solo performance, which they will perform a solo set again this year at Big Ears. And I wish I could remember the title of the composition that they played. But they were at St. John's Cathedral. They played this epic, beautiful swell of sound. And as soon as they stopped, the whole, you know, theater just was completely silent except for me, because I went, and it was so loud because I just, you know, it was, I don't know, it was almost like an involuntary response to just how intense the music was. And then everyone turned around and looked at me because I made this. I was like, sorry. Brooklyn Rider are phenomenal musicians. And then this collaboration with an absolute master, Kehan Kalor, on this, you know, traditional Persian instrument. It's just, this is one, for me, will be one of the, another one of the must-see shows at Big Ears.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the evolution of music and art, and the festival itself is evolving. It's now a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious, what does that do to the festival? How has it modified or helped the festival evolve?
Yeah, I think, you know, it allows us to hone in on what this music does and what we can do for the community. For starters, you know, when you start a nonprofit, you spend a tremendous amount of time honing in on your mission statement. And there are a number of nonprofit music festivals that, you know, they work to bring forward and give a platform for these artists who have a real message to share through their music, who may not fit into this sort of commercial success mold. And, you know, we, with Big Ears, we do believe that there is something really, really meaningful and valuable about what they're presenting. So, you know, part of the mission of the festival is to create, nurture, and support artistic expression and cultural education that transcends boundaries. So the artists that we bring and are able to share with communities in Knoxville are these artists who are, yeah, thinking outside of the box, thinking creatively and differently. So one part, it allows us to really hone in on what the power of what this can do, how we can show Knoxville to the world and how to showcase the world to Knoxville. And
thanks for coming in and being a guest on this radio program.
Thanks so much for having me. I would sit here and swap tunes with you for five more hours if I could.
Let me call Greg Hill, our program director, yeah, just to make sure that's okay.
Okay.
Lock up the door, throw away the key. You'll get no more love from me. Don't you?